The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome, RBN listeners, to the National Intel Report. This is Al Whitney sitting in for John Stapmiller tonight, and it is October 12th, 2017. I'm here in Central Ohio, and the fall is starting to get really gorgeous. The weather's been nice. Looks like we're in an Indian summer. Fall is one of my favorite times of the year. Tonight, I'd like to talk about someone who has been a guest on RBN, particularly on the Piper Report. I don't know if listeners remember Michael Colin Piper. However, he was on this network, and some of the programs that he had done are on YouTube now, and I've seen quite a few of them. Thanks to RBN, this information gets saved. I don't know if it's still in the archives, but Michael Collins Piper was with the American Free Press, and he was quite active. He wrote several books, and he was extremely active in exposing the real perpetrators on both the economic, and now I'm beginning to think, weather warfare against Americans. One of his guests was a statesman from Ohio that some of you may be familiar with. His name was Representative James Traficant. He was in the Youngstown area, Youngstown, Ohio, and he served in the House of Representatives from January 1985 to July 2002. Representative Traficant did die in September 2014, but I'd like to recall some of what he had to say because he was an amazing man. I live in, as I said, Central Ohio, which I consider to be more or less brain-dead Buckeye land in the sense that everybody seems to go along to get along, and they don't challenge anything, and they don't challenge the current power structure. They just kind of accept it all. But that was not Representative Traficant. He, and we also had Dennis Kucinich, who was like Representative Traficant. They were not afraid of stirring the pot and exposing the truth about the Federal Reserve, for one thing, and AIPAC, for another. Traficant was very outspoken about the control that AIPAC had over Congress. So I'd like to play a little clip from an interview he did back in 2009 after he was released from prison. And most of us believe he was railroaded because, again, he was so brave and so bold. And it really disturbed the powers that be, so they did everything they could to silence him. And one of the ways they do that is they trump up charges against you and manage to get you put in jail. And he was in jail for 7 years. But when he came out, he did an interesting interview on Fox News. So I'd like to play that interview, and I'm going to share some other works that he's done, exposing both the Israeli influence over Congress, the Federal Reserve, and what has become our legal system. Even though most people don't talk about his expose of our legal system and our economic system and how they're tied together, he did, and I'm going to read some quotes from what he had to say about it. But let's start by listening to this interview he did on Fox News. It's not very long. I think it's about maybe 9 minutes, just after he got out of prison. Can we play that, Mike?
Now, former Congressman James Traficant goes on the record in his first interview since his release from prison. Now, 8 days ago, he walked out of a federal prison after serving a 7-year sentence for bribery and racketeering. Earlier, the former Democratic congressman went on the record about life in prison, whether he's planning a political comeback, and so much more. Nice to see you, sir.
I'm glad to be here. Good to see you again. But to tell you the truth, Greta, I'm glad to be anywhere.
Besides... prison, for one.
I come from 7 years up at Rochester. I want to say hello to Dre Maddox and Freddie McKnight and all those guys up there. A lot of good guys I met. They're sort of like family in a way. It's a different experience.
So you made friends in prison?
Absolutely. You know, Nelson Mandela made a statement. He said, if you really want to know the truth about a nation, you've got to go through their prisons. And believe me, he's right. And I learned an awful lot about America going through the prisons.
Before we get to prison and all about America, I have to ask you the headline question. Ready?
Don't say it.
I'm going to ask
you. Because I'm going to get personal.
I'm going to ask you.
Get at me. Get at me, Greta.
All right. Are you going to run for Congress again?
I don't know yet. There's a lot of people that want me to run for Congress. You know, I was the number one target of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee and the number one target of the Justice Department since 1983, being the only American to ever defeat him pro se in RICO trial. And I have big enemies, but I have some grudges, and I want to go at them. I want to go at them big time, Greta. So I have to see, first of all, if I'm viable, and second of all, if the people would support me. They came in here and they fractured this district. They broke it up, certainly to make it tougher. I think they also felt they gave me a life sentence that I'd never survive in prison. Then they came to me and said if I said I was guilty, I might even get a pardon, and I told them to shove the pardon up their derriere sideways. So here I am, and if I do run, get your best hold, because I will be running downhill with my tails flapping in the wind, wide open.
What are the odds you're going to win? I mean, not you're going to win. What are the odds you're going to run?
The odds, and I've saved all comment for your show, because number one, I think you have a great show. Number two, I think you're fair, and that's not trying to patronize you. I know you're going to ask some tough questions, and I'm going to embarrass you before it's over. But I would say at this point it's 50-50, and I have a lot of people that are encouraging me to run because there's so many disenfranchised people, so many, especially in this area. And one of the concerns I have is I come home to is we have Delphi here, the salaried workers that were completely cut out and lost their pension benefits. It's going to be almost a $250 million impact to this general community. And when you look at it nationally, Dayton, Ohio is going to be hit real hard. The state of Ohio is going to get hit with about $1.5 billion in lost money, economic generation, because of this decision. And I feel, and you know my record, if we could take care of people all over the world, damn it, take care of those Delphi salaried workers, and I expect it to be done. I mean, I'm on your show here asking you and asking Mayor to look at this plight, because we have here 9,500 workers. They're going to lose their pension benefits. They're going to have to pay for their hospitalization benefits. It's an immediate out-of-cost pocket of $50 million with a contributing factor of a multiplication of 2 for the general metropolitan area of $250 million impact on an economy that lost steel mills years ago and has been left behind.
All right. Grudges.
Can't have it.
Can't have it. I said, you said you had some grudges. Who are your grudges against?
Well, number one, and my wife constantly reminds me to tone down. I brought that guy back from Israel, John Demjanjuk. It was my Freedom of Information Act which proved not only that he was innocent, but who Ivan really was. The case was so sensitive, members of Congress would say, Jim, I love you, but please don't involve me. I sent my evidence to the Sixth Circuit Court in Cincinnati. they wouldn't accept it. I finally sent it over to Israel, to the Israeli Supreme Court, and they called me over there, and I went with the family. I did a live interview satellite with Brian Gumbel, and I said, when they put this innocent man to death, they're going to lose $15 to $20 billion every year they get from the American taxpayers. And Brian Gumbel says, what are you talking about? They only get $3 billion. And I said, Brian, that's only the foreign aid bill. Look at all the other trade compacts, economic assistance, military assistance. I'm saying this to you right now. Israel gets approximately $15 billion a year from the American taxpayers. That $15 billion is $30,000 for every man, woman, and child. And people in my district are losing their pension benefits. So I was targeted big time.
By the Israelis.
The Israeli Supreme Court looked at the evidence, could not refute it, and it came from the Justice Department, Greta. And they said, take him home. I brought him home, and he was bombarded ever since.
Home to Ohio.
Now he's in Germany fighting for his life. Now let me say this. Prosecutor Moskovitz of the OSI Office of the United States Justice Department suborned perjury with Otto Horn. The documents clearly state who Ivan the Terrible was, a man named Ivan Marchenko, not Demonyuk. And they had to release him. And now they can't live with it. They couldn't live with Jim Trafficking, having beaten him in 1983. I was a walking symbol of defiance. And now they have this man in Germany. And if someone doesn't look into this, the American people should be ashamed of themselves. When you allow one American to be violated, you threaten the freedoms of every American. And I can't understand this, why no one in Congress is raising their voice. And the reason is very simple. This may be you don't want to hear. I don't know. And I certainly don't want to hurt you on your show. You have one of the best. You're fair. But I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government. They control both members of the House and the Senate. They have us involved in wars of which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over these wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted. And if they don't beat you at the poll, they'll put you in prison.
All right, two quick things. One is the Israelis released Demonyuk back to the United States, right?
The Israeli Supreme Court, and I give them credit.
Give them credit.
I give them credit, big time.
All right, the second thing is Israel is a democracy and is our ally.
Yes,
right?
They are.
So you have no...
And they should be our ally. Okay. They are our friends over in that troubled part of the world.
So explain to me what you see as, you know, why you target or why you have a grudge against the Israelis.
The grudge is not necessarily a grudge. It's an objective assessment that no one will have the courage to speak about. They're controlling much of our foreign policy. They're influencing much of our domestic policy. Wolfowitz, as Undersecretary of Defense, manipulated President Bush number two back into Iraq. They pushed definitely to try and get Bush before he left to move into Iran. We're conducting an expansionist policy of Israel, and everybody's afraid to say it. They control much of the media. They control much of the commerce of the country. And they control powerfully both bodies of the Congress. They own the Congress.
Are you an anti-Semite?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what they're going to say. And I expect that. What I am is an American. You see, I think America comes first. And we have a one-sided foreign policy in the Mideast. And we've alienated Arabs who have no way of fighting. So what they've done, and I predicted this on the House floor, is they would export violence to America. And they have. They have no other way to fight. I think President Obama knows this. I think he sees this. I think he wants to do something. I think his hands are tied. And I think he's dancing between the raindrops, trying to figure how I can politically machinate some scenario to mitigate these problems. Greta, I'm saying this. America is in danger if America doesn't take back the government without foreign influence, interference.
Well, that's what Trafficant had to say in 2009. I see no change. It seems to be ongoing all these years. Nothing has improved. He said that his district was carved up. That means gerrymandering, and they changed the boundaries of these districts. They did that to Dennis Kucinich to get rid of him. I believe they did that to Cynthia McKinney to get rid of her, and they did it to James Traficant. It's the same powers behind the scenes trying to shut these people up. These are the people who are trying to tell us the truth about the relationship between America and Israel and how AIPAC has taken control of our Congress, both sides of the aisle. Conservatives and Democrats, it doesn't matter. It's all about the money. They either bribe or blackmail whoever they have to make sure their interests are served. Now, for the listeners who aren't aware that this is going on in the States as well, I'm going to call to the attention of a bill that passed in Ohio in December 2016, and it was called the Anti-BDS Bill. Okay? And what does that mean? According to the, I'm going to read from this article that was written by the staff reporter for the Cleveland Jewish News. And this is what she said. According to the text of the bill, quote, a state agent may not enter into or renew a contract with a company for the acquisition or provision of supplies, equipment, or services, or for construction services, unless the contract declares that the company is not boycotting Israel or disinvesting from Israel, and includes a term obligating the company for the duration of the contract not to boycott Israel or disinvest from Israel, unquote. Now, I looked this up. This passed in December 2016, and Ohio was the 14th state to pass this legislation. Now, I challenge the listeners to RBN. Is there any other country that has the power to get legislation like that passed so that it is against the law to disinvest or boycott from any country? I was shocked when I read this. My husband called this to my attention. Here's another quote from this article. Quote, this is an important bill to show support for our strongest ally in the Middle East. Israel is a state that shares our American belief in democracy. This legislation helps demonstrate that support through not doing business with anyone who might try to break the strong bonds that we have, unquote. And that was Brad Miller, who was a spokesperson for Representative Rosenberger. This to me was absolutely outrageous. This is trying to make it against the law. Even the college campuses in Ohio, where the students have attempted to boycott Israel for their horrific treatment of the Palestinians. They want to make this against the law. Now, I was shocked, okay? I was shocked. It's a shame Traficant isn't around still getting the word out. It seems like this word doesn't get very far. It's been how many years since he died, 2014? How many years since he made that declaration on Fox News, which is 2009, and yet in 2016, we have this kind of legislation passing in Ohio. So we haven't made much progress, folks, I'm sorry to say. If you want to hear more about Traficant, where there are specific interviews and people talking with him, go ahead and do a YouTube search for Traficant or Traficant and Michael Colin Piper. Okay, we'll be back after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. When it gets cold outside and I got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a mother. Welcome back, folks. This is the National Intel Report. I'm Al Whitney, sitting in for John Stantmiller. And tonight I'm talking about Representative Traficant. I'm going to read a part of a section of his book called America's Last Minuteman. It's really an important piece of important document. Essentially, what he did in 1993, he introduced a document. He read the opening part of it and submitted it into the Congressional Record. Now, the date was March 17, 1993. However, when you try to do a search, you're going to you could find one of two things: the actual document, or you could find a subverted document where they actually changed the text. I also saw a YouTube of Jim Traficant on that date that was a fake. Okay, they changed the text. I don't know how they did it, but they have him talking about Ronald Reagan's administration, et cetera, et cetera. I put this up on one of my YouTubes, and there was a comment in the responses, and someone said, well, this isn't true. He didn't actually say that. The comment immediately following came from someone who is a former aide for Representative Traficant, and he said, that's actually what he said. If you don't believe it, look in his book, The Great America's Last Minuteman. So I went out and bought the book.
And lo and behold, I'm going to read to you what the book has to say about that date, March 17th, 1933, and Jim Trafficant's effort to get absolutely monumentally important information into the congressional record. Okay, this is on page Roman numeral 5. The Bankruptcy of the United States. This speech has been written in several books. Many people still write to me asking for information and details about the speech. Some are confused because the speech was actually inserted into the record with only the first part delivered on the House floor. Floor debate is usually limited. I had only 1/2 minute. Thus, I made the first remarks, then asked unanimous consent to have my total prepared speech inserted into the record, and it was. I never read or gave a prepared speech on the floor, but did on occasion use the segment of record known as, quote, extension of remarks, unquote, when I needed more time to make my point. The following is the complete text of my speech, and that was written in the book by James Trafficant. Okay, so I want to read you the text of his speech because it is so important. It's what I've said on RBN. It's what I say on my program. This is kind of the focus that I've been at, trying to get people to understand what happened in 1933 and what is the reality regarding our so-called government today. Okay, volume 99-107, 99th to 107th Congress. The Bankruptcy of the United States. Mr. Speaker, we are now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in the world history, the U.S. government. We are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. There are some who say it is a coroner's report that will lead to our demise. It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 3rd, 1933, 48 Stat 1, Public Law 89-719, declared by President Roosevelt being bankrupt and insolvent. HJR, which is House Joint Resolution, 192, 73rd Congress, in session June 5, 1933, joint resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause, dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States government offices, officers, and departments. And I'll continue when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Al Whitney, and tonight I'm reading from James Traficant's book, American's Last Minute Man, an item that he had submitted into the Congressional Record in 1993. Okay, moving on with this. He says in his book, the official capacities of all United States government offices, officers, and departments, and is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. With the constitutional republican form of government now dissolved, the receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States. This new form of government is known as a democracy, being an established socialist / communist order under a new governor for America. This act was instituted and established by transferring and or placing the office of the Secretary of Treasurer to that of the Governor of the International Monetary Fund. Public Law 94-564, page 8, section HR 13955, reads in part, quote, "The U.S. Secretary of Treasury receives no compensation for representing the United States," unquote. Gold and silver were such a powerful money during the founding of the United States of America that the founding fathers declared that only gold or silver coins can be money in America. Since gold and silver coinage were heavy and inconvenient for a lot of transactions, they were stored in banks, and a claim check was issued as a money substitute. People traded their coupons as money or currency. Currency is not money, but a money substitute. Redeemable currency must promise to pay a dollar equivalent in gold or silver money. Federal Reserve notes make no such promises and are not money. A Federal Reserve note is a debt obligation of the federal United States government, not money. The federal United States government and the U.S. Congress were not and have never been authorized by the Constitution for the United States of America, and he uses a small u in that, I might add, to issue currency of any kind, but only lawful money, gold and silver coin. It is essential that we comprehend the distinction between real money and paper money substitute. One cannot get rich by accumulating money substitute. One can only get deeper into debt. We the people no longer have any money. Most Americans have not been paid any money for a very long time, perhaps not in their entire life. Now do you comprehend why you feel broke? Now do you understand why you are bankrupt, along with the rest of the country? Federal Reserve notes are unsigned checks written on a closed account. FRNs are an inflatable paper system designed to create debt through inflation, deflation of the currency. Whenever there is an increase in supply of money substitute in the economy without a corresponding increase in the gold and silver backing, inflation occurs. Excuse me. Inflation is an invisible form of taxation that irresponsible governments inflict on their citizens. The Federal Reserve Bank, who controls the supply and movement of FRNs, has everybody fooled. They have access to an unlimited supply of FRNs, paying only for the printing cost of what they need. FRNs are nothing more than promissory notes for U.S. Treasury securities, T-bills, a promise to pay the debt to the Federal Reserve Bank. There is a fundamental difference between paying and discharging a debt. To pay a debt, you must pay with value or substance, i.e. gold, silver, barter, or a commodity. With FRNs, you can only discharge a debt. You cannot pay a debt with a debt currency system. You cannot service a debt with a currency that has no backing in value or substance. No contract in common law is valid unless it involves an exchange of good and valuable consideration. Unpayable debt transfers power and control to the sovereign power structure that has no interest in money, law, equity, or justice because they have so much wealth already. Their lust is for power and control. Since the inception of central banking, they have controlled the fates of nations. The Federal Reserve System is based on the canon law and the principles of sovereignty protected in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. In fact, the international bankers used a canon law trust as their model, adding stock and naming it a joint stock trust. The U.S. Congress had passed a law making it illegal for any legal, quote, person, unquote, to duplicate a joint stock trust in 1873. The Federal Reserve Act was legislated post facto parentheses, to 1870, although post facto laws are strictly forbidden by the Constitution. The Federal Reserve System is a sovereign power structure separate and distinct from the federal United States government. The Federal Reserve is a maritime lender and or maritime insurance underwriter to the federal United States, operating exclusively under Admiralty Maritime Law, which is what I say on my Saturday night program all the time. That's what our legal system is, Admiralty Maritime Law. Okay, the lender or underwriter bears the risks and the maritime law compelling specific performance in paying the interest or premiums are the same. Assets of the debtor can also be hypothecated, that is, to pledge something as a security without taking possession of it, as security by the lender or underwriter. The Federal Reserve Act stipulated that the interest on the debt was to be paid in gold. There was no stipulation in the Federal Reserve Act for ever paying the principal. Prior to 1913, most Americans owned clear allodial title to property, free and clear of any liens or mortgages, until the Federal Reserve Act hypothecated all property within the federal United States to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, in which the trustees, stockholders, hold legal title. The U.S. citizen, and then he puts in parentheses the terms tenant, comma, franchisee, was registered as a beneficiary of the trust via his or her birth certificate. In 1933, the federal United States hypothecated all of the present and future properties, assets, and labor of their subjects, the 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, to the Federal Reserve System. In return, the Federal Reserve System agreed to extend the Federal United States Corporation all the credit money substitute it needed. Like any other debtor, the Federal United States government had to assign collateral and security to their creditors as a condition of the loan. Since the Federal United States didn't have any assets, they assigned the private property of their economic slaves, the U.S. citizens, as collateral against the unpayable federal debt. They also pledged the unincorporated federal territories, national parks, forests, birth certificates, and nonprofit organizations as collateral against the federal debt. All has already been transferred as payment to the international bankers. Unwittingly, America has returned to its pre-American Revolution feudal roots, whereby all land is held by a sovereign and the common people had no rights to hold allodial title to their property. Once again, we the people are the tenants and sharecroppers, renting our own property from a sovereign in the guise of the Federal Reserve Bank. We the people have exchanged one master for another. This has been going on for over 80 years without the informed knowledge of the American people, without a voice protesting loud enough. Now it's easy to grasp why America is fundamentally bankrupt. Why are 90% of Americans mortgaged to the hilt and have little or no assets after all debts and liabilities have been paid? Why does it feel like you are working harder and harder and getting less and less? We are reaping what has been sown, and the results of our harvest is a painful bankruptcy and a foreclosure on America, property, precious liberties, and a way of life. Few of our elected representatives in Washington have dared tell the truth. The federal United States is bankrupt. Our children will inherit this unpayable debt and the tyranny to enforce paying it. America has become completely bankrupt in world leadership, financial credit, and its reputation for courage, vision, and human rights. This is an undeclared economic war, bankruptcy, and economic slavery of the most corrupt order. Wake up, America. Take back your country. Now, we've talked about the fact that there is an economic war. There is an actual real war against the American people going on right now by the international banking cartel, which just so happens to be Jewish. And that's why AIPAC keeps the lies going. That's why the truth tellers like Traficant and Kucinich have to be eliminated. Even Ron Paul was telling the truth about the Federal Reserve. The money monsters are really in control of our country, and we talk about this all the time. So any discussion of the Constitution has to take this into consideration. This has been going on since 1933. We have been in a permanent state of national emergency, and according to Senate Report 93549, the only way to end it would be if the president, who is the CEO of the U.S. Federal Corporation, ended it himself. So I'm hoping that cleared things up, and I'm hoping that people finally remember Traficant for being a truth teller and a brave and bold man extraordinaire. Okay, we have a caller. We have Mark from Georgia. Good evening, Mark.
Oh, let me put out the phone. Can you hear me? You'll hear me a little better in just a second here.
Okay.
You can hear me better now?
I can hear you.
I had to take the phone out of my pocket. It was on speakerphone. I've been giving some prayer about prayer, and I think of that song by Roger Daltrey with The Who. Basically, don't get fooled again. I get on my knees and pray we don't get fooled again. And a lot of people I'm hearing on the Hegelian right, if you know what I mean, are saying a lot of vile things about these people kneeling during the national anthem. Well, if instead of taking one knee, they took both knees and put their hands together in prayer, okay, how are you going to object to us praying for our country to stop lying to itself and stop worshiping the official lie that this war flag, a perpetual conflict based on lies, is something to be proud of? And I mean, look, you didn't know better. I think you may be familiar with Acts 17, verse 30, where the Apostle Paul said to the guys at Mars Hill, what you did in the past in ignorance, God has overlooked, but he now commands you to repent. That makes sense?
Well, yeah, and that it is true. I mean, that people have an image of what the United States is, their wonderful government, and they're patriotic and they're loyal.
But yeah, and I think
and they don't want to let... They don't want to let that go, in spite of the fact that we're going around the planet waging war, killing civilians. Right. We're aggressors. I find it hard to be proud of being an American currently. However, I'm extremely bonded to the American people. Does that make sense?
Well, the thing I think we're on the same page when I say it's better to be humbled by the truth than to be proud of a lie. And the thing
right.
that people need to understand is Satan has perfected deception. There's nothing to be ashamed of in terms of admitting we've been had. The tragedy is when people are so proud of the lie that when you try to say, the axioms I put together is because I love God, I love humanity. And because I love humanity, of course I have a special affection for the American people. But with that, I also have a special heartbreak and... it's a heartbreak for the vast majority of the American people and a disgust at how gullible we have been. And
right.
God's going to humble us. It's going to come. The Lord disciplines those he loves, and we're allowed to see a nation. We have this spiritual blindness of, my eyes have been anointed. That's why I see what people who call themselves conservative, and I suggest to them, that word means let's maintain the status quo. It doesn't mean, it's like Inigo Montoya said, that word, I don't think it means what you think it means.
No.
When people say, I'm a conservative, yes, sorry, go ahead.
Well, one thing that I say, and we'll see if you agree with this, I am a recovering liberal, okay?
Yeah.
Once I figured out...
Neoliberal.
Once I figured out that the way this game is played is the Hatfields and the McCoys, and they keep the two parties battling against each other, and meanwhile they're all stealing us blind from behind the scenes. I recognize that probably most of the listeners to RBN are like me. We are conservative about some things, and we are liberal about others. None of us are either or. That's not just, that's not human nature.
Well, that's one thing that Dr. Weeks, when I was in college back in the 80s, he explained. I know you've been told this. Conservative means let's maintain the status quo. And the word liberal, properly understood, and I'm not, I used to be a neoliberal way back. My parents were both neoliberals, both decent, honorable people. My dad's dead. My mom, with her Alzheimer's, might as well be. But they, throughout their lives, they were decent and honorable within their own lives, but they were deluded and deceived, like thinking that FDR did this great thing when he created Social Security. And my mom, you know, thinks, well, I can't get by without it. And I was like, Mom, just because you get a check from a Ponzi scheme does not mean it's not a Ponzi scheme. But now she can't be, you know, when I visited her last year for Thanksgiving, she didn't even recognize me. And I was like, oh, my God. So the thing is, I see judgment. It's like when I say I'm a classical liberal, I mean I agree with the founders. When Thomas Jefferson lamented, I tremble for my nation when I ponder that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. That means I believe in real, meaningful change of getting over this left-right paradigm, getting over this sick delusion that the official story just has to be true, because the delusion is that the official story makes us righteous. And it's like, if we're legitimately honorable, we need to come clean. We need to stop lying to ourselves. We need to stop trusting these carpetbaggers. And my mission in life is to reinstate the republic, knowing that, you know, the way I like to put it in a positive light is that the reign of the beast will come to pass, but the reign of the Christ will come to stay. And that time, I fear, is imminent. Does that make sense? Like Aaron Russo warned us about.
Yes, but I don't believe in the rapture, and I don't believe in any of that.
I am solidly in agreement.
I think... You are so on target, Mark, when it comes to...
I completely reject the idea of the pre-trib rapture as a Schofieldian misrepresentation. My sister is an intelligent, moral person, but she believes in that Schofieldian lie, and I'm like, well, here's this verse you may not like in Revelation. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints. The idea of being around on the, you know, it's like Dr. Walter Martin once he said, to those of you who believe in a pre-trib rapture, God bless you, and I really wish you were right, because I don't want to be around on this planet when the beast has his day.
And okay, now here's the thing, Mark. Here's the thing about this conservative liberal thing. Yeah. There are multiple Protestant churches in this country with a different, a little bit, each one has a different twist. I am fairly liberal. In fact, most religions, incidentally, people aren't aware of this, have included their version of the golden rule. So for all of those people who understand that no matter what their religion, most religions include the golden rule, I can be fairly liberal about people's choice of religion, as long as it includes the golden rule. So I'm liberal about that, and some people are not religious, and some people are. They're all capable, however, of being kind and human and honest and honorable. So
I'm
liberal about religion, but I am very conservative about moral character. To me, you're trustworthy, you're honest, and you're honorable, or you're not.
And here's a vitally important distinction. In general, when I'll note the exceptions, in general, people are honest with what they believe to be true, unless they're trying to avoid accountability for something stupid they've done, unless they have a political agenda, and they may be sincerely deluded about even that, or if they're trying to get something that isn't rightly theirs. But generally, people will be honest with what they believe to be true, but the problem is that there are few and far between that people are saying, like, I'm going to adhere to the truth, and if it means offending people that I'm very close to, I'm going to be, tactful and diplomatic in how I address what I found. And I'm just going to invite people to say, let's just step back and take a fresh look at some things. Like,
okay,
I pointed out, this guy the other day, he was buying an American flag. It was probably manufactured in communist China. And when I said, like I said to Barry Loudermilk, Congressman Barry Loudermilk, I call God as my witness. If the Taliban was right when they said the body of evidence you gave us does not prove that bin Laden caused 9/11, then all along the real terrorists were the people that flat out lied to us.
Okay, we're kind of getting off track here.
Hold on.
Hang in there.
Hey,
hang in. Hold on.
Anybody.
Come on, Mark. Mark, you're going on and on.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Yep.
you're jumping from one thing to another, and you're talking so fast that people can't hardly get it together. The key that the reason I put this in the program tonight is I'm trying to get people to understand, which is so difficult, that their entire life they were born into a lie. A lot of our parents were born into the same lie. As Trafficant pointed out, the constitutional government stopped completely in 1933 when they gave Roosevelt war and emergency powers. They didn't give it to Roosevelt. They gave it to the office of the president. Since that point, we have 600-some agencies, none of which are constitutional. We have the country being run by this network of agencies and the executive branch exactly as if it's a corporation, which it is, with different divisions, which it has. And to get people to accept that is the reality of our world, to navigate into the system or the justice system or the courts, everybody has to understand that they're now practicing Admiralty Maritime Law. If you don't get that, you will be injured. This system is not designed to protect you. It is parasitic. It is designed to control you and extract money from you. It is the law merchant, the Uniform Commercial Code, maritime law. There's no Bill of Rights in your courtrooms. And I think I mentioned on my show, I don't know if people heard this, my husband went to listen to judges at a discussion group who were campaigning to get elected into a judgeship. And, I'm sorry. Anyway, they admitted that all the courts are Uniform Commercial Code. Okay, tonight, I have only 1 hour. John has split his show this evening, and Jeff Bennett will be in shortly to do the second hour. I want to thank Mark for calling in and sharing so many good thoughts and good ideas. It can get very complex, but it does boil down to it's easier to bamboozle a man than to convince him he's been bamboozled. Please turn on into my show on Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Central. It's called In Defense of Humanity. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.